This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The Pentagon has found no intelligence so far that would indicate an insider threat against President-elect Biden's inauguration tomorrow. That's what Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller says. But tomorrow promises to be unlike any inauguration day we've seen before. President Trump is refusing to attend Biden's inauguration and instead will leave the White House early tomorrow morning for his home in Florida, his last trip on Air Force One. On day one of his new administration, President Biden plans to unveil a plan that would ultimately grant citizenship to 11 million immigrants here without documentation. The AP's Julie Walker.
It would provide an eight-year path to citizenship for an estimated 11 million people living in the U.S. without legal status, according to a person familiar with the legislation. For some immigrants, the process would be quicker. It's a massive reversal from the Trump administration's harsh policies, but it fails to include the traditional trade-off of enhanced border security favored by many Republicans, making passage in a narrowly divided Congress in doubt. I'm Julie Walker.
A few people who've gotten the Moderna COVID vaccine in California had reactions to it. A top health official there says this involves one particular lot of the vaccine. The AP's Mike Gracia.
California state epidemiologist says the state should halt the use of a lot of coronavirus vaccines after some people received medical treatment for possible severe allergic reactions. Dr. Erica Pan recommends a halt to vaccinations using lot 41L20A of the Moderna vaccine until an investigation of the possible allergic reactions is completed.
The New York Mets have just fired general manager Jared Porter after he was accused of sending graphic text messages and images to a female reporter in 2016. This is AP News. It's baby number two for a celebrity couple, the AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel reports.
Justin Timberlake introducing us to the newest member of his and wife Jessica Biel's household.
His name is Phineas, and he's awesome, and he's so cute, and nobody's sleeping.
Lack of sleep not the only concern Timberlake mentions in his chat on Ellen. He uses a football analogy to explain what life for him and Beal is like now that they're parents of two and not one.
You go from a zone defense to a man-to-man really quickly. Sort of like split, and you go get that one, I'll get this one.
Phineas joins five-year-old Silas in the Timberlake-Beal household. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
It is so cold in parts of Europe, the temperature dropped to minus 18 Fahrenheit in some parts of Poland. Train tracks cracked in Warsaw. Switzerland issued avalanche warnings a few days ago. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.